Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Bridge WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
EM meets EU, Fallujah liberated. I'm Elliot Francis. British Prime Minister David Cameron will face European Union leaders later today as the bloc meets to discuss the UK's potentially messy divorce from the EU. More from correspondent Nick Robertson in London.
That's his intention, to explain over dinner this evening why he thinks the British people voted the way that they did, what it means for Britain, what he think it means for other European leaders.
Iraqi forces say the city of Fallujah is completely liberated after ISIS and a month-long operation there. Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr reports.
Iraqi forces battle the last of the ISIS militants in Fallujah. Officials now say they have liberated the strategic city, which sits just 40 miles west of Baghdad.
Observers and officials say ISIS still controls Mosul. That's the country's second largest city. I'm Elliot Francis. A Texas law that would have reduced the number of abortion facilities in the state has been thrown out by the U.S. Supreme Court for being too restrictive. Bob Costantini was at the court when the ruling came down.
There were more pro-choice movement demonstrators out in front of the Supreme Court than pro-life when word came that in a 5-3 decision, Texas's abortion law was struck down as too restrictive. Penny Nance of Concerned Women for America was on hand, disappointed.
And unfortunately, the Supreme Court came down on the side of big abortion and Planned Parenthood. Women lost today, and certainly babies lost today.
The Supreme Court may be ideologically divided 4-4 on many issues right now, but in this particular case, Justice Anthony Kennedy, who's usually a swing vote on major cases, sided with the majority. Bob Costantini at the Supreme Court.
In Oakland, city officials there have unanimously voted to ban the shipment of coal, scrapping a plan to transport coal to Asia through a planned marine terminal. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Manassas. The Supreme Court ruling vacating former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald's corruption conviction won't stop efforts at ethics reform in Richmond.
The ethics issues have been tamped down a bit since McDonald's actions went under the microscope.
When I first came into the legislature in 2001, you would have free trips, free meals.
Fairfax State Senator Chad Peterson says his efforts will still go on, even with the Supreme Court essentially setting a higher bar to define corruption.
Who would want to go through the situation that Bob McDonald went through? None of us.
In a perfect world, Peterson says no politician would ever accept any gift.
I'm not trying to say you should have gotchas where people end up picking up a free cupcake and then get indicted. There has to be some type of minimum standard.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia's Attorney General is asking the Supreme Court of Virginia to throw out a Republican lawsuit aimed at reversing Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons. In a court filing yesterday, Mark Herring argues the governor had clear legal authority to issue the order. Republicans argue McAuliffe should only be restoring civil rights on a case-by-case basis. A judge in Rockville holds another status hearing today for the Clarksburg woman whose two small children have been missing for nearly 2 years. Catherine Hoggle remains in state custody getting mental treatment after being deemed incompetent to stand trial. Troy Turner, the father of the missing children, told reporters in March.
I'm looking at someone who has the information that we need and for whatever reason will not give up that information, and it's very frustrating. It makes me angry, but at the same time, it's not like this big flood of anger because it's just a constant feeling of I want my kids home.
Catherine Hoggle is charged with neglect, obstruction, and hindering in the case of those missing children. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,140, the NASDAQ at 45,94. Sports, the Nats crushed the Mets. The O's were idle. They're in San Diego tonight, and top seed Novak Djokovic is among the first-round winners at Wimbledon. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The Retirement Professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway, we start off on great note here through Bethesda, Silver Spring, Prince George's County, through Annandale and Tysons. Have nothing reported there. Coming in from the west, also good. Greenway, Toll Road 66. Out in Luckett's, they had overnight paving projects. Still seeing some activity on 15 south of Point of Rocks. So do watch for the crews that are still out there again on 15 south of Point of Rocks with the paving project. 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Capitol Beltway with travel lanes open. No problems reported on the southeast southwest freeway between the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. Crews are still on the Rock Creek Parkway right near the Kennedy Center. One lane gets by in each direction until 6 a.m. for that work project. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Next weather maker, front off to the west of us. It'll come through. Scattered showers, thunderstorms mainly this afternoon. A mild morning with clouds already in. A few showers, thunder showers to the east. 86 with the storms this afternoon. That'll linger into the evening. Then the front clears. The sky clears overnight tonight, 68. Sunshine everywhere tomorrow, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Vienna, 72 in Beltsville, 74 degrees in Washington. The governor of Rio says if more money doesn't come in soon for security and transportation, the Olympics are going to be a big failure. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And let me tell you, you are awaking on a very busy news day. A lot of things to talk about that happened yesterday, and there is going to be big news today as we get an advanced look at some of the things that are going to be in the final Benghazi report. We are all over it, and in about 30 minutes, we're going to tell you what we have learned and what others are reporting this morning. That's coming up in 30 minutes. Also, 7:05, Ken Klukowski will join us to talk about Supreme Court decisions yesterday. We'll get more on the Benghazi report from Representative Jim Jordan at 7:35. At 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli. At 8:15, D.C. Board Chair Jack Evans. They're going to fire 500 people at Metro. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. Busy, busy morning. This is a morning that you want to stay tuned. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
You're right, Brian. Honestly, the Benghazi attacks on September 11th, 2012, probably one of the biggest stories that we've been covering, continuing to cover for 4+ years now. And today is the culmination of a lot of work with the Benghazi report being released. And we'll be all over it for you. And I know you want us to be. In the meantime, we've got plenty to clean up from yesterday as well. Supreme Court decisions closing out this session of the Supreme Court, the 2015-2016 session. And it was big news for us here in the Washington metro area because it involved the former governor of Virginia, Bob McDonnell. By now you know that a unanimous decision cleared him of, did not clear him of the charges. It vacated the decision and the conviction against him. He's still eligible to be retried. We spoke with Richard Kelsey, legal expert here locally in Virginia, about this yesterday. Richard Kelsey has been our go-to person from the beginning on this story, so it's all but fitting that he gave us a great look at this decision yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5. And I began by asking him, you predicted this outcome, didn't you?
Well, like I like to say, don't trust me on my sports predictions, but I've been pretty good on my Bob McDonald predictions.
So. Yeah, you picking the Lions every year for the Super Bowl is just, it's not working for me. But tell me exactly what the Supreme Court decided today and why they decided it, having to do with vacating this conviction against former governor of Virginia.
You bet. Well, first of all, it's a great day for Bob McDonald, but it's not a perfect day. So let's start with the great part of the day. He was going to go to prison on a federal conviction, and now he's not. That's a pretty great day. But people have to remember, this case was vacated, which essentially means they didn't acquit him of all charges. They just simply found that the jury was wrongly instructed because the statute, and we've talked about this a million times, about what constitutes an official act, had been applied way too broadly. And because of how it was applied, the court reasoned that it was likely that the jury misapplied the facts, the law, because the law was misapplied, and therefore they couldn't be sure that he was properly convicted.
Okay, and I get that, but let me just walk down the road here, because theoretically the Justice Department, this was a federal case, the Justice Department can try him again. But here's the deal. Bob McDonald's defense always was, yes, he gave me gifts, but I didn't do anything in exchange for them, and there's nothing against the law in that. People can give me gifts. If I don't do anything officially as governor in exchange for those gifts, then there's no corruption. And that seems to be exactly what the Supreme Court upheld today. So, yes, they can try him again, but what case do they have?
They really, and again, I'll go out and make another prediction, they do not have a strong case. The way the statute has been narrowed now, and it's probably correct in its application, and there are a lot of politicians nationally now that understand the bright line rules set out. So not only is Bob McDonald happy, but a lot of politicians across this country are happy because there's a better understanding of how this statute applies. He's not going to be charged again because an official act now really has been defined quite narrowly to be either a question, a matter, a cause, a suit, a proceeding, or a controversy. And he has to, or a person has to have been found to have taken money or something good or service in exchange for doing that, for arranging an outcome. And what the court specifically said was setting up these types of meetings without trying to change the outcome and proving that you tried to change the outcome certainly isn't enough to find a charge under this statute.
So now, Richard Kelsey, for the purposes of our discussion here, I need to sort of ask you why we even got here in the first place. I mean, this law, from my understanding, and certainly based on what the Supreme Court said today unanimously, let's just keep repeating that unanimously, they found that this law, passed by Congress, signed by a president years gone by, has never been applied in this way. This is the first time that it has actually been so loosely interpreted. So what is happening at this Justice Department that they decided suddenly to understand this law in a way completely differently than anybody before them?
Well, let me put my libertarian hat on for a little bit. I think the simple answer is that when you hold and control power, you tend to want to hold and control more power. And the same is applied for lawyers. The same is applied for decisions made by legal departments. At the end of the day, what the government was trying to do was expand how this law was applied. They took their effort on a case that, by the way, the Supreme Court called distasteful and tawdry, and they thought because of that backdrop, they could expand the way this law was applied. And really, this was the right move by the Supreme Court in terms of narrowing this, because really, at the end of the day, elected officials, whether they be in the Commonwealth or anywhere else, really were left kind of in the lurch wondering, what conduct am I really subject to federal prosecution for? And now that's been answered quite nicely. And I think you're right. I mean, the unanimous part, and I've seen a lot of Bob McDonald supporters crowing about the unanimous part. It is true. It was a unanimous decision, and I think that helps to take the politics out of this. That makes it no question that there was something substantially wrong with this application of the statute, and that part is good. I mean, the truth still remains that the conduct here no one feels really terrific about.
Yeah.
And I know Bob McDonald has said, look, I did some things and I exercised some bad judgment. At the end of the day, this isn't really still a, hey, Bob, you're a good guy. It's, hey, Governor McDonald, you're not guilty of a federal crime, at least as this law is applied to the facts that we now know them.
Yeah, nobody loves embracing an elected official who's accepting Rolex watches and golf clubs and all of these things. But that doesn't mean he has to wear prison stripes. And to that end, by the way, what about his wife, Maureen McDonald, who featured so prominently in this case as well? What does this do to her conviction?
Well, I heard someone jokingly say they might have reason to get together and celebrate and put all this behind them. I think, look, at the end of the day, certainly if the governor can't be guilty under this particular statute, then certainly she can't be guilty as a co-conspirator. I thought the case against her was always somewhat troubling because she wasn't an official governor, a government actor, which I thought was an interesting piece. But it's just a matter of time now that decision gets vacated.
All right, Richard Kelsey, thank you. In this long journey of Bob McDonald's legal troubles, you've been with us since day one. And by the way, that libertarian hat looks pretty good on you.
Thanks, Larry. Take care.
All right, so you heard Richard Kelsey there give his assessment of the McDonald case. It's been vacated. However, you know, there could still be another case brought. We'll see how that all shakes out. In the meantime, would you vote for Bob McDonald were he to run for office right now? We want you to weigh in. Is this enough? Are you okay with it? Would you consider a revival of his political career? Or have you heard enough that makes you very concerned about whether or not you could ever vote for Bob McDonald again? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
It's 5:15. Senator Bob McDonald, huh? Well, think about that. Here's Jamie Whitten. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And Jamie Whitten, by the way, not running for office. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Just getting ready to rock and roll. And that's what we're doing right now. 95, 395 out of Stafford to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Nothing. Looks good. Nice and quiet on the bridges into town as you're heading over the Memorial Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Key Bridge, in and out of Roslyn and Georgetown. Like it. 270, a little bit of volume now leaving Frederick for our early birds down toward the Monocacy. On 15 in the Luckett's area, they had two separate work projects, overnight paving projects, haven't quite wrapped up everything. So a little bit of volume on 15 through that area. No problems on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Route 4, Route 5 pushing up to the Beltway and a good trip so far. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we've got clouds this morning and then thunderstorms developing later this afternoon. I'm thinking thunderstorms might be developing over the Clinton campaign, too, with the Benghazi report coming out.
Yeah.
So there's thunderstorms all around today. High of 86 degrees. Tonight, thunderstorms early, then clear after midnight, low 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high near 85. Right now, 74 degrees, 516 WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
517 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Yesterday, the Supreme Court vacated the conviction against Bob McDonald. He's not out of the woods legally yet, but it seemed like it'd be very hard for prosecutors to bring the case now. And our question for you this morning is, based on what you know, based on the fact that even the Supreme Court suggested that, well, some of the details about this case were at least a little unsavory, do you think that this is enough to allow the revival of a political career for Bob McDonald? And if you were given the choice, would you vote for him now? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA. Larry, in a word, in the primary, no. If it were Bob McDonald against another Republican in the primary, I would not be able to vote for him, I'm afraid, because I still think that some of the things he did showed very poor judgment. And I've always been bothered, especially, I can't get past the Rolex watch. To me, that just seemed inappropriate and should have been turned down. And I don't like that. I think our public officials should have a higher standard than that. However, if he were the Republican nominee and it was against a Democrat, you know, I guess I would be inclined to vote for Bob McDonald if that were the circumstance. If the people of the Commonwealth had decided that they were okay with him, then and he was the Republican choice for a particular seat, yeah, I'd probably vote for him.
You know, I will keep an open mind about this. I'll be honest with you. I mean, listen, I think Bob McDonnell did some pretty good stuff as the governor of the Commonwealth. I think that he was a relatively gifted politician, actually. And I think that the reason this case was brought against him was that the Obama administration wanted to take him out. They wanted to make sure that there wasn't a good high-profile Republican coming out of an important state like Virginia. For national politics, it's a very important state.
Yes.
They wanted to make sure that he was sullied and dirtied, and the media loved it, and they jumped on board with it. The Washington Post climbed on board and slimed the guy. And guess what? He didn't do anything illegal. I mean, are you telling me that most politicians don't accept gifts from people? I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure that Terry McAuliffe's past, when measured up to Bob McDonald's past, is pretty sleazy.
It's
pretty disgusting.
I would say to you that it is unusual, I think, for elected officials to accept gifts of that nature.
Yeah. So here's the weird thing about that.
I mean,
his wife,
lunches, maybe little things like that, maybe, but not a.
So the gift. The Rolex. Okay,
yeah.
So the Rolex is what. So do you know who got the Rolex?
Yes, I know.
It wasn't Bob McDonald. Maureen McDonald got the Rolex,
and
then she gave it to him as a gift. That's what the evidence shows. That's what the rich. Listen, did he receive stuff? Yeah, he received a flight to the Final Four. He received a dinner at an expensive restaurant. He received a few golf trips. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm less. Optimistic about my elected officials, but I just assume that most of my elected officials do stuff like that. But he didn't break the law. He didn't do anything wrong.
So.
And the bottom line is, listen, if he were running against the second coming of Ronald Reagan, I wouldn't vote for him. But I don't know. I'd leave an open mind. I think it depends on who he's running against. Even in the Republican primary, it depends on who he's running against.
All right. Well, what do you think about it? Let's go to the phone lines. Michael and Ashburn, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning. Bob McDonald was a great governor. He did great things, lots of jobs. I would love to see him either run for something else or be nominated as the vice president nominee.
So you're all on board with more Bob McDonald.
If you compare Bob McDonald accepting a watch compared to Hillary Clinton, are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, I mean that goes without saying. I have a problem with a guy who has. Who allowed himself to be put in a situation where his entire political career was compromised, and maybe unjustly so, with the filing of this legal case against him. But I mean, it's still even as the Supreme Court Chief Justice said, this is pretty unsavory stuff.
Michael, if Bob McDonald ran in the primary for Republican Senate in Virginia against Ed Gillespie for the Republican nomination, who would you vote for?
I would vote for Bob McDonald. I'd go door to door.
All right, there you go. All right, well, Michael, listen, that's why we asked the question, because I don't think Michael's alone. I think that there are a lot of Republicans, a lot of Virginians who really liked this governorship under McDonald, and they were shocked to learn that he was a crook. And guess what? He's not a crook. The conviction was vacated, and if you really look at the evidence, I mean, yes, you're right. Prosecutors could bring these charges right up against them. But what case do they have?
Yeah.
The Supreme Court just told, I mean, that all of these equivocations in the media yesterday, by the way, made me laugh. It's like, oh, well, he's not out of the woods. Bob McDonald still faces these charges. Okay, but the Supreme Court just said that there's no case.
Yeah.
Because you've got to prove that he did something official in exchange for these gifts.
Yeah, there clearly was no official act.
Right. So there is no case. He will not be prosecuted again. And listen, he deserves to have a private life. And if he wants a public life, he should throw his hat in the ring.
All right. Well, Mike in Fredericksburg, stay right where you are. We're going to take more of your calls in a moment, 522.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Summer vacation season is upon us, and I want to ask you a question. As you go on your summer vacation, how is your stuff going to be protected while you're away? Do you have a security monitoring service? And by the way, how much are you paying for that security monitoring service? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? If that's the case, you're paying too much. Call Ackerman Security Systems, and you can get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at $19.95 a month. And here is some good news. If you make the switch to Ackerman during the month of June, you just got a few days here to do that, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. You can start saving immediately because it doesn't cost a penny to switch over. Ackerman's has 40 years experience. You can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else, and they've got technology. They've got all the bells and whistles. If you want to see what's going on with your alarm system by looking at your smartphone or your tablet, that's just a few dollars more. And you'll actually be able to see pictures of what's going on in your home while you're away. Call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Make the switch in June. Get up to 3 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go, 270, little bit of volume out of Frederick toward the Monocacy, briefly in Urbana and Hyattstown. But beyond that, no problems and nothing reported along the way. Yeah, heading down to the Beltway, 95, 29, Baltimore-Washington Parkway in good shape. George Washington Parkway, no early worries as we get started for the rush hour. 27 as you head northbound on Ridge Road, north of Brink Road, an overnight paving project. And I'm still seeing a little bit of volume in each direction on 27 Ridge Road, north of Brink Road. Also 15 in the Luckett's area. They had overnight paving project as well, so a little bit of activity still slowing us more so in the northbound direction. And for Metrorail, red line single tracking between Grosvenor and Medical Center. They're dealing with a broken down work unit outside of Medical Center. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Next weathermaker, a front off to the west of us. It'll come through. Scattered showers, thunderstorms mainly this afternoon. A mild morning with clouds already in. A few showers, thunder showers to the east. 86 with the storms this afternoon. That'll linger into the evening. Then the front clears. The sky clears overnight tonight, 68. Sunshine everywhere tomorrow, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
All right, so the Supreme Court vacated the conviction of Bob McDonald. Our question, would you vote for him now? I mean, is this good enough for you? 888-630-9625. Roger in Bethesda, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Roger.
Yeah, hi, good morning. A point I want to make, I haven't heard it yet, but I just turned it on. I think this evidence is a kind of corruption in the entire court system. I'm an attorney. I've seen it. If you get a bad jury instruction and you have a bad law, but you get a jury who finds somebody guilty in political cases, look at all the appellate courts who upheld what went on here. And this was an 8-0 toss back, meaning the courts had no interest in following the law. They wanted a result because the quote-unquote public desired it.
All right. Well, Roger, I think you make a good point. And listen, the Supreme Court was unanimous, and that's a rare thing these days. But we'll continue to watch and see what happens now with the future of Bob McDonald.
These corruption charges have never been brought in the way that the Obama administration decided to bring it. They rewrote the law for their own purposes, and the target was a very popular Republican.
Prosecutorial overreach, no doubt.
It's 528 on WMAL. Stay with us. We've got a preview of today's big Benghazi report in just a moment.
My name is Roosevelt.
always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/try now and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/try now.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard, and it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
Coming up on WMAL, today is the day after 26 months of hearings, private testimony, in-depth investigation. The House Select Committee on Benghazi will release their conclusions, and it does not look good for the Obama administration or Hillary Clinton. We'll give you the details of everything we have already learned coming up right after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM, Bridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The Republican-led House Select Committee on Benghazi today is releasing key portions of its report on the 2012 attack in Libya that killed four Americans, including the ambassador, while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State.
What the report that we've seen paints is a narrative of the Benghazi outpost as a bureaucratic and diplomatic no man's land, which made it unnecessarily hard to get funding and security, even and especially as things became so dangerous and the situation really deteriorated on the ground. But in what we've reviewed, there doesn't seem to be a smoking gun when it comes to Hillary Clinton.
Correspondent Dana Bash reporting on 200 or so pages of the 800-page committee report on Benghazi. Donald Trump is campaigning today in battleground states Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, and is expected to deliver an economic policy speech. This as the Trump campaign also prepares to walk back one of his signature proposals.
A policy paper that will ratchet back his Muslim ban. Now it pertains, according to advisors, to just people coming from terror states, not all Muslims as the ban was initially crafted. It's yet another sign that, at least on the campaign side of things, everybody's focused on the general election.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. British Prime Minister David Cameron will address an emergency session of European Union lawmakers today as they discuss the UK's unprecedented vote to leave the EU. The lawmakers meeting in Brussels appear set to call for Britain to trigger the exit process immediately. And the Virginia Attorney General is asking the state's highest court to throw out that Republican lawsuit challenging Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring voting rights to over 200,000 convicted felons. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,140, the Nasdaq at 45,94. Sports, the Nationals now have a two-game winning streak with a win over the Mets. The O's were idle. They open a West Coast road trip tonight in San Diego, and Novak Djokovic is among the first-round winners at Wimbledon. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or a drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-400-0806. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 350 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0806. That's 1-800-400-0806. 1-800-400-0806.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one-selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text BOOST to 99000.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, New York Avenue inbound, broken down car. New York Avenue inbound before you get to Bladensburg Road. Stay right to get by. Seeing a little bit of volume actually starting to build on the approach, but be cautious. Don't want to hit that. On the trip across the Anacostia Bridges, looking good. No problems over the Douglas 11th Street Bridge. Southeast Southwest Freeway open toward the 14th Street Bridge. Virginia 95, seeing a little bit of the stop and go. Normal for this time of the morning. Leaving Stafford toward Aquia, again Dale City, and in through to Woodbridge. Getting better in the Luckett's area, 15. They had some overnight paving, two paving projects. Still seeing a little bit of northbound slowdowns, but they're just about wrapped up with everything there. And no troubles to report. 270 as you come south. Just some of the volume out of Frederick through Urbana and Hyattstown. Metro Rail, problems though on the red line. Single tracking between Grosvenor and Medical Center due to a broken down work unit outside of Medical Center. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hopefully packed along the rain gear. There'll be some showers, thunderstorms east this morning, mostly east of Chesapeake Bay. As we get into the afternoon, showers, thunderstorms coming in west to east with a cold front. 86 thunderstorms early tonight, then we clear 68. Wednesday, beautiful sunshine up to 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Woodbridge, 72 in Kensington, 74 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL. Busy, busy, busy news day. You want to stay right here. We've got details of the Benghazi report just moments away. Also at 7:05, Ken Klukowski will join us, a legal analyst, to talk about Supreme Court decision yesterday. More on the Benghazi report from Benghazi committee member Jim Jordan. 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli, D.C. board chairman Jack Evans. And Metro's going to let 500 people go. And we'll get all the details on that at 8:35. It's Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And yes, after 26 months of investigations, the House Select Committee on Benghazi, led by Chairman Trey Gowdy, Republican of South Carolina, have reached their final conclusions and will deliver a report later today. And as you mentioned, one of the members of that committee, Representative Jim Jordan, will be our guest at 7:35. But we are learning quite a bit about what is going to be in that report, and we'll give you a brief thumbnail of some of the things that we've learned from our sources on the committee and also from some things that have been released already in the media at 5 a.m. this morning. First of all, the report seems to break down, Brian, in three sections. First of all of it shows major failures on behalf of the Obama administration and the Clinton State Department in the months leading up to the September 11th attacks, in the harrowing hours during those attacks, and then in the aftermath, the cleanup, the finger-pointing, the obfuscation, the politicking and damage control after the Benghazi attacks. Again, let's not forget that those attacks resulted in the death of four Americans, including our Ambassador Chris Stevens there on the ground in Benghazi. Leading up to the attack, we will learn in these reports that Libya was a complete and total mess, that for a year and a half, the security system, security situation on the ground went from bad to worse, that if Hillary Clinton didn't see, you know, you're going to hear all this, no smoking gun, no smoking gun. No, there was no giant red flag that said, hey, Hillary, there's going to be a terrorist attack here. But the committee concluded that with all of the signals that they had and all the information, Hillary Clinton should have known that something very bad was going to happen there and should have responded to the multiple security requests that were delivered and given to her.
One report that suggests that she got an email that said the situation is deteriorating, talked about how bad the situation was, but it came with no recommendation and she decided to take no action. One of the reasons for this apparently was, according to Chris Stevens, in an email he sent before he died, is that Clinton wanted to travel to Libya. And one of the things that she wanted when she was there was a quote-unquote deliverable.
Yes.
And the deliverable was to be Benghazi, which was a temporary diplomatic situation. And they wanted to make it a permanent diplomatic outpost in Benghazi and show that they had brought stabilization to the country. The fact that she took no action after getting this report suggests she did so because it was against her desire to go there and tell a different story.
She wanted a big victory lap in October. And let's not forget, there was a presidential election in November. Libya was part of the whole leading from behind national security diplomacy new way of doing things under Obama and Clinton. Libya was supposed to be a crown jewel for that. It was supposed to be an example of how Obama and Clinton were so much better than Bush preceding them. The report says, quote, the hope was to establish a permanent consulate in Benghazi for the secretary to present to the Libyan government during her trip. That's why Chris Stevens was there, to give them that deliverable. And the report goes on to say, this is a quote, it's not clear what additional intelligence would have satisfied either Patrick Kennedy, one of the top aides of Hillary Clinton at the State Department, or the secretary herself in understanding the Benghazi mission compound was at risk short of an attack. In other words, other than attack, what more do you need to see to know that this is a big, risky affair?
Yeah, here is some stuff that's being reported by the Washington Examiner. They have full, long, what we call pull quotes from the actual report. And listen to this. What has emerged is a picture of the State Department eating up valuable time by insisting that certain elements of the U.S. military respond to Libya in civilian clothes and that it not use vehicles with United States markings. Both restrictions appear to have been concessions to the Libyan government that did not want an identifiable U.S. military presence on the streets in Libya. We will never know how long these conditions delayed the military response, but they were even part of the discussion is troubling. At the same time, the State Department appeared to waste time on what our soldiers would wear. It also appeared to waste time and focus on the YouTube video that the administration would later blame falsely for the attack.
Yeah.
It has emerged that during the emergency call at 7:30 p.m. on the night of the attack, involving Secretary Clinton and other high-level officials from the Department of Defense, State Department, and CIA, that five of the 11 action items from the meeting related to the video.
Yeah, this moves us to the portion of the report about what happened during those hours during the attack, Brian. And it paints a picture of indecision, lack of focus, or any kind of direction during this attack. Leon Panetta comes out of this report looking pretty good from what I understand. He wanted to deploy. He left the president early that day with the understanding that they would deploy, but somehow that order to deploy ended up being an order to stage and prepare to deploy out of Italy. They did move some personnel to Italy, and they were staging and they were ready. But you're right. Then they had a two-hour deputies meeting at the White House. Hillary Clinton attended this meeting. No one took contemporary notes during this meeting. Nobody actually has details about what happened in this meeting. We only have emails that came out after the fact. And in most of the emails, half of the action items coming out of this meeting that happened during the attack, as our representatives were trying to figure out, our authority at the administration trying to figure out what to do with this attack, half of the action items had to do with the YouTube video, not about the men who were on that roof trying to fend off a terrorist attack. We got plenty more on this report. Just stay with us. There's a whole lot more that happened during that night of September 11th, 2012, and the politicking and finger-pointing and obfuscation in the days after. That's all coming up in a moment.
It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. While stationed in the Middle East during the first Gulf War, Army veteran Greg Mullen developed symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, a signature wound of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, from nonstop anti-missile blasts. Though the blast cost him his 12-year military career, today he's found a new coping skill in dot art. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Whether it's you or a loved one struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
It's 5:45 now. To WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, here we go. Grosvenor. How do you say it? Grosvenor. That's what they're doing on the red line. Single tracking between the Grosvenor station and medical center. Problem is that a work unit outside of the medical center, it's broken down, and now they have to try to get that off the track. So expect delays. Metro Rail's red line. This, of course, in addition to SafeTrack surge number 2 that we're in the middle of and through July 3rd. Remember again, the Metro Rail closed from Eastern Market to Minnesota Avenue, Benning Road, and stations that are completely closed, Davie Marmory and Potomac Avenue. Now for the Beltway, in the early start of our rush hour, thumbs up, in great shape. Inbound New York Avenue, before you get to Bladensburg Road, stalled car was in the left lane. Maryland was struggling a bit. 27 Ridge Road had overnight paving project and still seeing delays in each direction. I think some crews might still be out there on 27 Ridge Road north of Brink Road, so expect a little extra time. And on 270, it's just been about the volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll hopefully pack along the rain gear. There'll be some showers, thunderstorms east this morning, mostly east of Chesapeake Bay. As we get into the afternoon, showers, thunderstorms coming in west to east with a cold front. 86 thunderstorms early tonight, then we clear 68. Wednesday, beautiful sunshine up to 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Continuing on our coverage of today's release of the Benghazi report from the Select Committee in the House. Let's circle back to where we just left off, Brian. We're talking about the indecision that occurred during this two-hour meeting. Hillary Clinton, by the way, was at that meeting either via phone or in person. I don't have the details on that. The representative of the Department of Defense, Jeremy Bash, the chief of staff at the time of Leon Panetta, this is Department of Defense. He was also, by the way, former husband of Dana Bash, the reporter out of CNN. Let's not forget, as we hear about everything that was going on leading up to this and how it was a mess in Libya, Sidney Blumenthal, unofficial advisor of Hillary Clinton in all of these emails that we've seen now as he's, you know, feeding her all this information about Libya. When Gaddafi fell, Sidney Blumenthal was telling Hillary Clinton that she should take full credit for everything going on in Libya, that she should do a victory lap, that she should own Libya, that she is singularly responsible for this great, quote unquote, achievement. So when things came down in Libya and it fell into a disaster, shouldn't she also take the blame for everything that happens on the ground in Libya? Because she was certainly there taking the credit. If you remember, right after Gaddafi was killed and discovered and found, she was on every single morning show that Sunday, giving interviews, explaining and taking credit. She wasn't there the Sunday after the Benghazi attacks. She was nowhere to be found.
No.
Remember, she said, I don't really like going on these shows. Well, she sure liked going on those shows after Gaddafi fell.
That's right. And look, the Susan Rice narrative, when Susan Rice went out and was on the Sunday talk shows, all five Sunday talk shows, and made the case that this was somehow related to a video, we now know that they full well knew at the time of the attack, after the attack, and following the attack, they knew every bit of this story that was not true. That was a narrative decided to cover their butts. That's all this was, and the evidence in this report seems to suggest that. There's an email from Ben Rhodes was issued before Susan Rice went on those Sunday talk shows. And he says the goal of her appearance is, quote, to underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video and not a broader failure of policy, and to reinforce the president and administration's strength and steadiness in dealing with difficult challenges. That was what they were telling the American people, which was a bold-faced lie, because they knew from the initial moments of this attack that it had absolutely nothing to do with the video. The fact that they had this 2 hours principals meeting and they came out with five action items that had to do with the video showed from the very early hours, instead of focusing on what they could do to save lives in Benghazi, they were focused on covering their butts. This is egregious.
You know, it goes more than just covering their butts. I just want to say, because the Daily Caller actually found this story out of the Democrats' version of the report yesterday that was released, where there were emails back and forth after Susan Rice appeared on these Sunday talk shows.
Yes.
And again, where officials from the Bureau of Near Eastern Affairs started sending emails saying, what the heck is she talking about? We know this isn't
true.
She's completely off the reservation.
Off the reservation on this one, it says.
Let's just remember what that video was about and what the talking points was about. The president ended up going to the UN saying that the future does not belong to those who slander the Prophet Muhammad. The anger over this video from the White House, from the State Department, had to do with the fact that Muhammad and Islam was being slandered. It's almost as if, yes, they were covering their butts, but they also wanted to make sure they ran interference for the Muslim religion. I don't understand that.
Much more on this throughout the morning. 735, Representative Jim Jordan. Now here's El Rushbo.
For years, George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, has been trying to build a museum after environmentalist wackos gave him trouble at a Northern California location. He decided on Chicago. He came with deep pockets, a commitment to spend $743 million of his own money. The proposed Lucas Museum
for years,
of George
narrative
Lucas,
art,
the creator, not to be confused with the Living Stage, would be built in a tourist-friendly, safe environment, which is saying something for Chicago these days. The location, a park, with beautiful waterfront views on Lakeshore Drive. And then Friends of the Park stepped in with a lawsuit. The group's a bunch of unelected liberal busybodies. They didn't want the museum on park grounds. At first, they said that it was because a 1970s ordinance banned private development. But after holding up the project for years, they changed their argument. They really wanted money. Friends of the Park demanded that 5% of all revenues generated by the museum be funneled to other neighborhood parks. Guess you could call it a tax or a kickback. But really, it's extortion. So Lucas made a decision. He pulled out of the project. And with him goes the opportunity for jobs, revenue, tourism that Chicago desperately needs. Lucas is going back to deal with the wackos in California. Better the land of fruits and nuts than the liberal evil empire Chicago. How this guy remains a liberal Democrat is beyond me. But he is.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Do you know what the fastest growing crime in America is? It's identity theft. And it can happen a lot of ways. Like when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts or charge their utility bill to your name or any number of other illegal acts. And that's where LifeLock can help. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but you will get more protection with LifeLock than you get from free credit monitoring alone. So join right now. You'll get a special 15% discount off your first year. Call or visit LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15. Act now. Offer ends July 3rd, 800-440-4833. RUSH15 at 800-440-4833.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
New York Avenue inbound clear. The broken down car as you come up to Bladensburg Road, but we do have a little bit of the stop and go coming off of 50 and heading DC 295 down toward East Capitol Street. It's just that early morning volume forming. DDOT police are saying they're not working any early problems or troubles. 395 looks good off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. A little sluggish, 95 leaving Stafford to Aquai and again into Woodbridge. 66, here we come through Manassas and towards Centerville and through Falls Church eastbound side, slowing. Trying to recover from the overnight work project on 15 south of Luckett. I'm still seeing some southbound delays, even though crews are telling me lanes are open. Still see some activity there. And Metro Rail no longer single tracking on the red line, but expect residual delays from an earlier broken down work unit. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Next weathermaker, a front off to the west of us. It'll come through. Scattered showers, thunderstorms mainly this afternoon. A mild morning with clouds already in. A few showers, thunder showers to the east. 86 with the storms this afternoon. That'll linger into the evening. Then the front clears. The sky clears overnight tonight. 68. Sunshine everywhere tomorrow. 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees in the nation's capital at 5:56.
Daniel Murphy.
There it goes from Murphy!
Making the Mets regret. Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messen. Danny Espinosa.
The DC Power Company does it again.
June is heating up. So is Danny.
Unbelievable.
Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series concludes tomorrow night at 6:30 on Messen 2.
Hey, since summer vacation time is upon us, let's talk about home security for a moment. Brian Wilson here. Check your security bill. If you're paying $30, $40, or $50 a month, stop that and call Ackerman today. Switch your service for free to Ackerman's $19.95 a month rate and start saving immediately. You'll get up to 3 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman in the month of June. There are many reasons Ackerman Security is the Washington area's most trusted name in security. They are the only company with a seconds count guarantee
guaranteed response time. Their monitoring center is one of the few in the country to be both UL and CSAA 5 Diamond certified. That means you'll have the most highly qualified professionals responding to your emergencies. And here's the real kicker. You get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free by switching in June. Call 888-999-1070. Learn more at AckermanSecurity.com.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Coming up on WMAF.
We're going to give you more from the Benghazi report and also talk about Metro firing some 500 people.
Plus, right after the news, a new study shows that men actually work longer hours at the office while women work longer hours at home. Is that true in your home?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.